Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
Jeremy.
He's currently leaving the earth.
My internet's unstable. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this because I have to do it in my room.
Oh, God. This almost 20 years doing this, cannot get it perfected. You're listening to a gay podcast recording out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
The Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
Yeah. You are listening to episode 1098.
Oh, shit.
And this is Ricky. I'm back for a little bit.
Oh, God. It's been forever, right?
I have not been on since October before the election.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, we did one with you after.
No, because I never talked about the election. Remember, you guys did the doomsday
one. Yes, we talked about it.
Mm.
Oh, we didn't miss you.
No one does. No one misses me.
I did.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about that real quick because you guys already did it. I've been fucking depressed about it. I fucking hate it. And every day I wake up and just be like, please, dear God, put me in a coma.
I mean, we can arrange
just do
that.
It.
You wanted to get some ketamine earlier today, so.
I don't even really know what that does to you, but if it puts me to sleep for 4 years, I'll do it.
I mean, possibly, if we keep you
off. It would put you to sleep permanently like Michael Jackson or Matthew Perry.
I thought that was what is that called? Propofenol or something? Michael Jackson did the sleeping thing, right? And,
well, Matthew Perry did do ketamine, a bunch of ketamine.
That's what he died of, right?
Yeah.
But Prince and Michael Jackson died of that propofenol or whatever it's called.
Yeah, among like other things. But ketamine is like a sedative and they use it for like psychiatric therapy as well. I know some people who have done it for like mental health reasons, and they were like, oh my God, I hated it until I loved it, and it like really helped them. So
yeah, isn't that thing like they microdose and they kind of watch you to make sure that you're okay or something?
Yeah, they do it with like hallucinogenics like fairly frequently, I think. Like, there's a lot of places in the city. I would love to do that shit. I want to be like, let me trip balls for like a month and fix all my shit. And I'm going to come out on the other side and be like, I'm healthy, happy, and fucking thriving, bitch.
That's I think what I would do that too because there's a professional there. Oh, sorry. I think I would do that too because there's a professional there that's watching you. And if you like start going fucking crazy, they know what to do, right?
Right. Jerry.
Solve your own problems. You don't need ketamine, you pussies.
I'm sorry. Like, your life is all that fucking great.
It's amazing.
All right. I ain't trying to call nobody out on this show. I'm trying to keep it light.
We don't need the Adam from about 40 shows ago where it all went to hell before the show even started.
That's because he didn't have his fancy hat before.
All right.
I had to take it off. I was too hot. Ricky's mad at me because I have a real fur hat. It's vintage. Nobody died for it recently.
Okay. Well, you didn't say that.
If
you would have said this is a vintage hat, I would have been like, oh, okay.
It wasn't a dog. Who cares?
I don't care.
Or a cat.
I don't care.
It's fox fur.
See? No fox cares.
Although, when I got it, MacDuff was sniffing it, and I was like, that's your cousin, buddy.
Mm-hmm. But there are still fur coat stores here.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Ooh, some This bitch rolled up in my store today with a fur coat from Bloomingdale's, and I was like about to tell her she was disgusting, but I couldn't.
Also, Bloomingdale's, you're fucking disgusting. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're
I mean,
gross.
it could have been fake. It could have been fake, but the fact that, like, how much money she had to spend and also was from Bloomingdale's and also where I work, I was like, it's probably real.
Do you
Good for
think
her.
Bloomingdale's has real fur?
I think so. I
Let's
would
check.
imagine.
We're gonna check the future box while we discuss this.
Okay.
I wanna see if I need to protest. I never shop there anyway, but
The people who come in to my store and complain about how shitty the employees are in Bloomingdale's, like every fucking day. And to be fair, we're all in a pretty fucking good mood at our store. Like, it's.
Well, there's been one moment
Well,
that
that
I've
one
had.
time. Yes. I solved that problem.
Oh, you sure did.
I sure
And I left
did.
that
No, people come in and they're like, oh my God, everybody at Bloomingdale's is an asshole. They complain about Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, and J.Crew a lot. They're like, everybody in J.Crew looks like they want to kill themselves and they are just mean as fuck.
And they keep going back.
I
And the
don't know.
cycle continues.
That's like what fucking rich people do to you. They just like fucking want to make you murder them.
Oh, there are people who, I mean, like where I work isn't cheap, but there are people who come in and who act a fool. And I don't know. It's just like we always turn it around. This lady fucking threw her clothes and was like, whoops, I put that right in front of your screen, didn't I? And I was like, you sure did, ma'am.
I was in there yesterday and there was this lady. It's the lady that came in and everything was dropping on the ground. She's like, oh
Yes.
my God, I shouldn't touch anything. She was leaving the store and she turned around to me. She goes, thank you very much for your help. Have a blessed day. I don't work here. Like, and it's, don't tell me to have a blessed day because I'm not having one for 4 fucking years.
Why didn't you tell her to fuck off? You don't work
Well,
there.
because I'm not that mean. I'm not.
Oh, God,
It's
you're
not
just
worth
passive
the
aggressive mean. Fuck it,
stuff.
fight, fight, fight.
Adam knows this about me. There was a whole Taco Bell incident where someone said faggot, wasn't even referencing Adam. And wait, who else was with us? Adam
Was
and
it referencing Adam? George, I
Jo
think.
no, it wasn't George. It was
George. Are you sure?
Tony's cousin. Wait, why the fuck can I not
What?
David and why am I forgetting his name?
Alexis.
David. Huh? Nate. Nate.
Nate?
Yeah, it was Nate that was with us.
Really?
Yes. And you
Huh.
both just lost your shit. And I was
I
like,
was
I'm
like,
out of here. I'm going
well,
outside.
they explained themselves and then it was fine.
I know, but you like you weren't nice to them at the beginning.
I was not nice to them, and I am on different medication now. So,
I'm so
still
happy
wouldn't
for
be
you.
nice to them if somebody called you a faggot.
No,
Well, they were
that's not what
telling a
happened.
story about like faggots, and they were like, and one of them was a faggot, I think. So it turned out to be fine, but they about shit their pants because I fully was like, what the fuck you say?
I shit my pants because I was like, I cannot do this. I am not going to be a part of this. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm going outside.
I'm older and wiser now.
That was like 3 years ago.
Shut up. I said older.
Wait, did you have that mustache yesterday?
Yeah, bitch. What did I grow it just now?
No, I mean, you didn't have a beard. Did you have a beard yesterday? Oh,
No.
I didn't even notice. Fuck.
Well, you got some
Not
problems.
you're bitching about that lady not knowing that you didn't work there and you didn't even notice he had just a
Well, I only
mustache.
saw half of her, honestly. Yeah, that's y'all, I'm dying. I'm
Some
getting
vision
old. I'm
impairment
dying.
issues have been happening.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into it if y'all don't want to,
Really
but
scary. No, I mean, I'm not going to go full into it because it's fucking stupid, boring. But basically, I woke up one day and I couldn't fucking see it on my eye because a blood vessel burst and poured blood into my eye, and thought I was going to be blind for the rest of my life and die.
it did look gross.
Did they have to
That's
drain the
hard.
blood?
No, because it's just blood splatter. So, like, it's just little splatters, but because it's in the eye and in the way, it kind of looks like all one clump, right? And it just has like this flashing situation going on with it too. If you've ever had an ocular migraine, and you know they don't hurt, but you do have those like bright spots in
Spots,
your vision, that but brown and continuous and never goes away. And it was
Ricky
only in
said it
one eye.
looked like he was looking at me through a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Aren't you
Well,
supposed to be, aren't you supposed to be wearing your patch?
quiet.
Yar, you're gonna lose that eye if you
Don't
don't wear
want to
it.
wear it in public. I don't want
This ain't
to.
public.
Well, no, because you guys, it'll all be pirate jokes the whole show.
Yeah,
It'll
well,
be
it'll eventually
Hook.
get it out of our
It'll be,
system.
all the jokes. Peg
No.
leg. Did
No,
your eye
that's
get shot out with a penis? It's
no,
all that.
just the foreskin. Just rubbing dirty foreskins on it. Oh. I
But
actually thought you
good
had MRSA because you were when you were talking about it, and I was like, ooh, I had a friend that got it in his
in the
eye.
eye.
Yeah, because he was at the gym and he never washed his gym gloves. He just let them air out and he was always rubbing sweat into his eye. And then
That
they were,
happened to me
he
on
got
my
MRSA
head.
and he almost lost his eye. But, he just went in and the doctor was like, well, let's test it. And he was like, you've got MRSA, come in immediately. Nasty.
I don't know, Adam, if you were working at the same place that we worked together at when this happened, but I got MRSA. They gave me the, like super strong antibiotics to get rid of it. And that also got rid of every good piece of bacteria in my body.
Yeah.
And then the bad stuff started coming up.
Oh
And
no.
you guys, I literally, a couple of days in a row, had to walk from the train. And there were times where I had to sit down on my heel to keep from shitting myself.
Oh my
Because it was
God.
just always constant. But
Yeah. Oh my God.
don't, I suggest don't do that, because the medicine to fix that, if you're around any alcohol, sprayed hand sanitizer, you start vomiting and you have seizures, because it's the same medication they give alcoholics to keep them from drinking alcohol.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Wild.
That was a whole 6 weeks thing, but
I wasn't there then.
where was it go? Oh, shots in the eye for 3 months. And it's going away, but I can see the medicine. I was telling Adam yesterday, I can see the medicine in the eye, and sometimes it'll just kind of bubble up like a lava lamp, and then it's really weird.
As you're in a meeting and you're like, hold on. I got a bubble
Hold
in
on, I'm getting
my eye.
groovy real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
I'm sad. Okay,
back.
it's gone. It's back.
But yeah, and that was scary, and I'm kind of not over it, but I know I'm going to be okay. So
I think you're
you're on
just
the
mad
other
about the
side.
patch because you can't match it with your outfit and your
That is
glasses.
very fucking correct.
That's the only reason.
You know that some company has like switch 'em out rhinestone shit that you could buy for patches.
Go
You know
to
what you could do?
eltonjohn.com. Go to eltonjohn.com. He might have it.
No, I could
Does
take the bottom piece of my shirt off that gets tucked into my pants,
Elton?
cut that into a
Oh, yeah.
patch shape, and put it up here.
Oh, my God. Wait, does Elton John wear a patch?
No, but we always make fun of his glasses. They're from the Elton John collection.
The glasses you had on at the store were real cute, by the way, Ricky.
They were just blue, right?
They were blue, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, cute. They w didn't fucking flash and have fucking dicks engraved on them like usual.
I don't think he has any dicks.
Let's
There
try
we
this.
go.
Here we go. I'll put it on for you guys so you can make fun of me. I
Oh
don't
my
even know
God,
how to wear this shit.
it's Daryl Hannah from Kill Bill.
Oh, okay. I don't feel so bad about that.
L Driver.
Do I even have it? Do I have it on right? Is that how it works? I
Well,
don't
you think
know.
the strap is supposed to go across your other eye, girl.
Yeah.
Is it
I
this
think
way?
it's like diagonal. Why are you holding it like it's a cod piece?
I don't know how to wear it. I've never worn
Like
one.
diagonal. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's too big.
Just
Like, why can't it be smaller?
because it's supposed to cover your entire eye.
so you don't get shit in it.
Well, this is not going to happen.
Oh my God.
And I'm telling my boss tomorrow. I'm gonna send him a picture and say, this is all you get, because Friday he was like, I want to see it. And I'm like, I'm not getting on video. I'm not doing it. And he's like, at one point you're gonna have to show us because we need to see this, because you're like the fashion person in our office and we need to see what you match, what you do with this. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Oh my God, I know like costumers will get you a whole ass pirate outfit to wear in.
I wonder if they would send me home.
Why? Why would they send you home? What does that violate? You're in HR.
It's not
That's
professional.
a, who says? Is it, does it say specifically you can't wear a costume? No.
It also says, it doesn't say we can't wear shorts, but guys aren't wearing shorts to the office. And I did that one time when I worked at Publix, and there was a whole meeting about it. And they're like, someone wore shorts to the office today. I'm in the office and I have the shorts on. And they're like, men cannot wear shorts, women can. That's it.
Nope, sexist. I'm suing them. So you should have worn a miniskirt then. I
It
would.
had to be knee length.
Well, this was also in like what, the 80s when you worked there. So
No, it was like 2008.
I'm fucking with you. But like,
In Florida.
yeah, back then even they probably were like, oh, you're gonna sue us for being politically incorrect or whatever. They don't care in Florida. They ain't never cared.
They don't. And
They
they
can't
won't,
watch.
because everyone's fucking old there.
They can't watch Pornhub anymore in Florida.
Ooh, really?
Yes, it just
I thought that
happened.
was closed, Pornhub.
No. That's still there. But yeah, they
Was
can't
there
anymore
one called PornTube or something?
because
XTube.
Florida make is making them like put some kind of ID, some law in like the state, and they're like, no, you're not getting, no, I'm not doing that.
Good.
So no.
And I think they're doing it for like underage kids in apps, right? Like,
I don't
aren't
know.
they doing that kind of thing
But
too?
anyway, Pornhub was like, no, we're not doing that. Shut her down. It's like that in Texas too. So you gotta buy a VPN if you want to watch those porn.
Or you could
Yeah.
just go to Twitter.
I mean, I'm weaning myself. I don't really use Twitter for porn, but like that's all I use Twitter for, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm not there often, but when I am, it's to look at dicks.
I deleted Twitter.
I'm gonna get rid of Twitter because I can't morally like allow myself to do it, but I'm not on it enough to like think about it. And poor Joe in Dallas sends me links to people's buttholes on Twitter all the time. So he's gonna have to find something else to do. I don't do Pornhub or is XTube is the one that's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
There's one that's X Hamster.
X hamster, yes.
Okay. I don't really use that anymore. I did at one point. But there's one called Boyfriend TV. And it's like all gay. So like if I need to, like I'll go on Boyfriend TV.
Was
Well,
upset
X
when
Hamster is
I was what?
it's just the same thing all the time. Like there's nothing new, and you change it, you refresh it, you change your, and it's just the same videos.
I don't know. It's you can it's very specific on Boyfriend TV.
I was upset
So
when XTube left because I had all these videos saved. They were my go-to videos. I never got old. I could watch it over and over and over again because it was great.
I've been
Then I
thinking
lost
about
all of
like
it.
I think I have an old hard drive somewhere that has like all of my like college shit on it, like what I was watching in college. And I would be really interested to see like there's some stuff that I do remember, but there's a lot of stuff that I don't. So like
Probably all condom porn, though. Ew.
Some of it probably is. I was never, I don't necessarily always want to watch people butt fucking. That's not for me, really.
Know what I like? I like to see the different
Bukkake.
ways guys jerk off, like their techniques. I think that's interesting.
One of my friends, like his biggest obsession is just solo jerk off videos.
Yeah, and just watching how, I mean, you think it's just simple, and you just do the same thing everyone else does. But then you're like, huh, that guy is giving himself a thumbs up, and this guy's giving himself a thumbs down, and this guy is just like trying to start a fire.
I don't really get into that, I would say. And like, I don't know. If I'm gonna go on a site like that, it's because I got 2 minutes and 35 seconds. I want to be in and out, get the poison out, you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking
The
about. Yeah.
poison.
Yep.
That's funny. You spray them on George's dirty pillows.
I don't know, like porn. What a
Don't know if I
concept.
really. I don't know. I just kind of have my own thoughts now. Like the porn that I used to watch, I remember. So I don't have to really visualize it anymore or see it.
Speaking of vehicles for pornography, the topic of Tumblr came up recently when I was at a holiday gathering, and somebody mentioned Ricky
God. Oh, God, no.
in his Tumblr celebrity days and his little cowboy outfit. They were like, they didn't know it was you until my wedding. And this person,
No, really?
yeah, was like a big fan of yours. And he said he was all like starstruck for a second when you were at our wedding.
I never thought anything about those photos. I didn't know anything was really going on with them because I didn't know how Tumblr worked. I just like, whatever, you know?
They're
But
still out there, girl.
oh, I know because I still get messages about it. Every now and then I'll get a message like, oh God, you're so fucking hot. And then you get the, you're so fat, you should kill yourself.
Well, guess what? Not no
Now
more.
I'm too skinny. Go kill yourself.
I remember seeing them on Twitter, coming across them.
Yeah, I'll post them if people ask. Like if they're like, I can't find the photos, can you send me one? I'll send them one. But I'm just kind of surprised that they're still going because it was like nothing. It literally was nothing.
People like a big boy dressed up like a cowboy. You know what I mean? Like,
Well,
it's a classic.
the tea on that
Yes.
don't even know if I should talk about this.
Oh, come on.
No. I think I've talked about it on the show before, but it was a long time ago when I lived in Florida. I was a different person, physically and mentally. The first time I wore that hat was to the gay bar in Orlando, the motel. What was that called? I don't know. It's like a motel, you know, big bar.
Something
It's
house.
somehow Parliament House. I step out of the car with my friend Mike, and all these guys are like just walking past me and they all stop. And this one guy, his name started with an M, not Mike. He said, "That's mine tonight." And the other guys started like arguing about it. I was like, "What the fuck is happening?" He was right. He wore the hat.
Ooh.
And then every single person in that group wore that. Not the same day, different times.
Okay, whatever. Girl, like you ain't had a train run on you before.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't all at one time. I back then,
Starts with
no.
an M, so Mario, Miguel,
It was a white boy.
what?
Oh,
But
Mark.
he was. I still think he's gorgeous. I'm not saying his name. I don't know if he listens, but gorgeous. And I was like honored because I was like super fat and ugly. And he was like super. He wasn't muscular, but he was just right. And he was nice and
Aww.
the best.
I'm just happy to be around with that hat.
Oh, Tony just messaged me. I'm talking to my mom. The girls need to go out.
Oh my.
All right.
Yes.
You're going to a movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, what are
At
you
what
seeing?
time?
I think it starts at 8.
All right. This is gonna be a short show because I have to go do this. Sorry, you
Cool.
guys. Or you guys
Somebody has
continue and
been done said, get off the phone. You got jobs to do.
he's like, if you don't do it, I'm gonna put this fork through your face. But
Well,
anyway,
then you
that
don't have to worry
hat,
about your eye.
right? That hat
Yeah.
was a trophy to people, and one person ended up with it. I don't know if they still have it because things happened and I
Oh
forgot
my God. Florida. Lord.
good times.
Adam, what movie are you seeing?
Nosferatu.
Okay.
There's like nothing else out right now.
I'm about to go see the Almodóvar movie.
Oh yeah, I do want to see that, but like fucking I can't. It's here somewhere, but like it's either it's already gone or it's being hidden. We have MoviePass, which honestly, like their customer service and their app are utter pieces of dog shit. So I was trying to click on it, and it like wasn't working, and then it kept trying to make me like reconfigure, like reallow them to like see my location every time I clicked on a different movie theater to see what was playing. And I was like, nobody got time for that. We're going to see fucking Nosferatu. Like, I know where it is. It's at 8 o'clock. Let's
What the
fucking
fuck
go.
is that about?
Vampires, bitch.
Vampire?
What is it called?
Nosferatu.
Is
It
it
is
foreign?
literally like the 17th version of Nosferatu, bitch.
Adam,
Is it
why
a
don't you
foreign
just go?
movie?
No. Why don't you just go look on Fandango to see where it's playing and then do MoviePass from there?
I'm because no, it shit should work. We're paying money for it. It should work. I shouldn't have to put in my work.
Oh, okay. I know the
Look
movie because the
at him
hands.
pretending.
No, I see the pictures. I know what that is, but I thought I
It's
never knew
good.
that they remade that. I thought that was just the one.
Yeah, I think there's pee-pee in it. There's wiener.
Oh,
But I
there is.
understand.
There is.
Because I saw there was a meme of the like we come to this place for magic, like Nicole Kidman thing. And it was like me looking at 600-year-old vampire dong. there was a point where I'd be excited about full frontal in movies. And like I like Saltburn, I was like, that's a reason to watch it, but that's not the whole reason to watch
I
it.
love, I actually watched that whole movie and I would watch it again. It
Well, we
was
talked
so
about it.
fucking weird. It was,
I liked it. I
I
enjoyed it.
loved it. It made me gag. It made me want to kill myself.
Not a lot of things can make Ricky gag.
That is true. And now, because I had my surgery, I can't throw up. So I don't have to worry about that.
Boom. Ooh, speaking of throwing up, I threw up on New Year's
Oh,
Day.
because you were drunk or the hangover?
I don't know why I
What
decided.
happened was.
I had drank like quite a bit, which I am now. I'm doing dry January just because I'm like, I working at a wine store. I was like drinking all the time. Not like to the point of getting drunk, but I was like,
Not
I'm
art festival beer.
right. Oh my God. So I decided to be adventurous and I got a fucking Baja burrito from Lonesome Rose, which was like fried fish and fucking delicious. But as soon as we were walking home, I was like, babe, I think I'm gonna throw up. And George was like,
God.
you look fine. Like you're fine. You'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. It'll be fine. And I walked up our stairs to the condo and I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. She Gucci. And then as soon as I sat on the couch, I was like, nope.
Did you throw up
That
on the
fish.
floor or did you make it to the
No, I
bathroom?
made it to the toilet and I just closed my eyes because I was like, if I see it, it's going to be so much worse. But literally nothing left in my body. That fucking fish burrito was like, I don't want to be in here anymore. Bye.
Yeah, I'm super happy I can't vomit anymore because that was one thing that would like send me over the edge. I would start crying, I would shake, I'm like, I'm dying, and I would scream. Ugh, and the taste, and you had to get a new
Ugh.
toothbrush, and oh, no.
No, it was unpleasant. I feel like I've talked about this on the show before, but I like am notorious in my family for being a quote unquote power puker. Like my mom, I was talking to my mom after, and I was like, "Yeah, I threw up this fucking fish burrito," and she was like, "It's been like a fucking fire hose since you were like five. Like you were just like, I threw up at a mini golf place for like my like 7th or 8th birthday, which is in May, and it can be hot in May." And she was like, "You're gonna overheat, and then you're gonna eat all this fucking cake and have pop." And you're gonna get sick. And I was like, no, I won't. And she said, I was just like, Fleh! Like, just fucking fire hose.
Yeah, the only time I've really thrown up is when I was drunk and, stupid.
I threw up on the way to your house once. I had to get off the bus. Do you remember that? I told you about it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
no idea. Like I had not been drinking the night before. I had not like had food poisoning. It was just all of a sudden I was like, I'm gonna throw up. And then I
know,
went
that
back.
happened to me before. And when I went to the doctor, I had an inner ear infection. I had no idea. And it causes that equilibrium to be fucked up. And you just, one day I was just walking, talking. What
Yeah.
the fuck?
It was very.
Y'all are weird.
Jerry, don't be jealous because you're normal.
I don't throw. I've only puked, I think, twice from drinking, and both times I made myself throw up because I knew I would. The spins were
Well,
too
aren't you
bad.
just goody two shoes and just perfect? And not
Yes.
a super alcoholic and just drink and do
Or I can
drugs.
hold my liquor. I've never been bulimic because I didn't want to mess up my teeth.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Fuck you, Adam.
I would rather do laxatives than like have my ass
Exactly.
tear torn out
Give
than
me
have
some
this fucked up.
Ex-lax instead of throwing up.
Right.
I've never done that. I wish I had an eating disorder, which is a horrible thing to say,
No,
but
don't, because they could
no, I
be
don't.
skinny or super well fat.
Yeah, I don't want to. I take it back. Although I did get on new medication that may curb my eating. So I didn't know they prescribe ADHD medication to people who have binge eating problems. Two birds, one stone, baby.
I can't binge eat anymore, though. I can't use that excuse. But like, just for real, the stuff that I struggle with food, right? This cake has been sitting here for 2 hours because I've had one bite of it and I fucking feel guilty and I hate it because I had the surgery. I should not be eating shit like that, but it's right here on that plate and it's been 2 hours.
Do
But you
you
just had a
eat
bite.
cake every day?
No, but being what I used to be physically has not changed this part.
Yeah.
And I'm still going through counseling for it, and I'm still doing that shit.
Well, go put it away.
And why am I hoarding food that I can't eat? Because I was super poor as a kid, and we didn't have food. And I know I'm not ever going to run out of food. That can of corn is 25 cents.
Yeah.
That could feed me for 4 days when I was a kid,
Ugh.
But yeah, that's not
Yeah.
easy.
Can you eat corn?
Yes, it's nature's GPS, according to Big Fatty. Yeah, I don't know. Body things have been weird lately. Like this, I like the look of it because I like the hair, but it also drives me insane because I'm like, why does my face look so fat?
Your face doesn't look that. Do you want to look? We had an array of sweets for New Year's Eve, and cheeses, and I have been getting up in the middle of the night and eating like four fucking pecan turtles and just being like, you know what? Waste not, want not, baby. And that is why I have look at this. Look at this.
A lot of this.
I look like Jabba the fuck.
I can still do that too. I could just pull mine out though.
No, I'm gonna grow my beard back because this, like, when I'm fatter, like, my face, I get it in my face.
Don't take this anyway, but I don't know. I think you look kind of cute that way.
With a mustache?
Yeah, and just I don't know, you got a
Well, the
glow.
mustache is only because you messed up your beard again,
That
right?
is true. But then, like, a couple people have been like, Daddy, can I get a mustache ride? And I've been like, okay.
The mustache does that. It's
It
like
does.
an
It really
automatic
does.
thing. What was I? Oh, getting up at night. I do that too, but I eat cereal, like Magic Spoon cereal. Have you guys heard of
Oh,
that?
yeah.
That's what I
Yeah,
eat.
that really expensive cereal.
It's like $13 a fucking box.
Except for if you get the subscription, which you don't have to get every month,
And
you
then
can
it's
skip it.
12.
No,
And
it's
it's
like
12.
eight something, like
Oh,
$8 a
for
box
cereal?
for
My
12
God.
ounces.
Ma'am, I don't pay more than $1. You
But
can get the off-brand Cocoa Pebbles
that is a
for
food.
$4 for a big bag.
Well, Cocoa Pebbles, but I can't eat that because it's way too much sugar. So this cereal, I feel like it's okay to eat, and I don't feel any guilt because it has a protein, it has no sugar in it. It's not made of grains, so it's made of cancer for sure, but I don't feel guilty, so I'll get up in the middle of the night and eat a bowl of it. Well, not really a bowl because I can't eat a whole bowl, but I don't feel guilty. And I'm like, okay, I'm going back to bed.
I don't feel guilty about eating fucking a pound of chocolate in the middle of the night. I feel great about it, but I don't feel great when I wake up in the morning. I'm like, look at
Right.
you bloated bitch.
The only exception to that is when I take Ambien before bed.
Y'all wake up from sleep to go eat?
I do. Well, I have to because I ate at 6 at night. I haven't eaten for 8 hours. My body wakes up. I'm like, fuck, I'm hungry.
Mine is more of a, like, my schedule is so weird and crazy that sometimes, like, I can't fall asleep, or like I'll only be able to sleep for a couple of hours and then I'll wake up and I'll eat and I'll try to go back to sleep. Just because, like, I'll close and then I'll open the next day, and then it's just all the fucked up. I have a horrible eating schedule right now, which I need to, like, sort my life out about.
Which
But
means you should take your lunch with you.
I do take my lunch with
Your
me, but,
dinner
like,
with you.
if I take my lunch with me, it's like I eat at like 4. Because that's like when I can, and then it doesn't make, like, then I'm not hungry until like fucking 11
Like
o'clock
10 or
tomorrow.
whatever.
Yeah. So I'm gonna, I don't know.
Metamucil at night, fill your stomach up with fiber, and
I
that
take
way, and then
fiber
drink
pills.
water, not
I need the pills
pills.
because I cannot fucking do the
Make
powder.
the Metamucil.
No,
Take the Metamucil.
Jerry, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
No,
You're
the
wrong.
powder and the liquid.
Well, you
No, I've
can.
tried it. I don't like it. It's the same amount of fiber.
It'll bulk your stomach up.
It does help. It does help. I will say, like, the fiber situation does help. But when I get up and I'm like, I'm just gonna have a glass of water, and then I walk past some pecan caramel clusters, I'm like, you know what? I'll have one. And I'll be like, oh no, I got two in my hand.
I don't even know if the fiber would really help me because I only like poop every 3 days or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, that
But
might
I
help.
had an emergency. Oh, thought I was gonna have an emergency yesterday. I go, Adam, is your bathrooms in the store? Are they single use? He's like, they're only for employees, but yeah, they are. I'm like, oh, I can't do it then here. I can't do that because what if someone walks in after me?
Oh my
You can go to one
I
of the cruisy bathrooms at the mall.
went home right after because I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
There is so much that's wrong.
I can't do it. I don't.
Ricky,
I'll do
come
it if
on.
it's
It's
like
just
severe
pooping.
emergency. Like
Who
I
cares
will
if they
shit my
smell it
pants, but
after you? You don't know them.
no, I don't. What I don't like is hearing other people sound like they're fucking having a baby next to me. It's gross. It's ploppy. I'm like, why are you breathing so heavy? Why are you talking on the phone? Can we be quiet? Or can you just go to the next stall over,
Yeah,
please?
I agree. I don't like pooping next to people. I will say that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'll be like, I don't want to hear somebody else's struggle. I got my own struggle. But I will poop anywhere. That
I
said.
immediately stop and get up and leave. And try to
Doesn't
find
bother
the
me at
quiet
all.
bathroom.
No,
Struggle
you're.
for your life in the next stall. I don't care. I got to take care of my business.
I'm saying I will shit anywhere, but I have preferences. If somebody came in while I was like struggling with my own life, you know. And they decided to join in the fight once all over. I wouldn't get up and leave. I'd be like, ooh, that's gross. But I don't
I
know.
just immediately stop. It just happens.
How can you clench your asshole
I can
like
do
that?
it. Like, it
I
just
thought you were going to
happens.
get up and show us for a second. You like moved and
Oh, let me show you.
I don't want to do
But
it.
I have to say, I was in a Sears in Florida and I went to the
Sears.
bathroom. There was only one toilet, and I went in there and somebody had shit all over the whole thing, and I had to go.
Well, that was the softer side of Sears.
I sure did pull that trash can in there and shit right up in that trash can.
Yeah, girl.
I was like, I'm not
That's what
sitting
they
on
get.
that. That's
That's what they
disgusting.
get.
And I shit all in that trash can. My friend Samantha was like, you shit in the trash can? I was like,
Why didn't you
yeah.
hover?
No. It was disgusting. Like, it was literally on the floor. I would have been stepping in it. No.
No, I agree.
If
Ricky
I
would have
see poop anywhere on that, I'm not doing it.
I'd have shit in that trash can too. Good for you.
It was a tall trash can, so it was kind of hard.
I'm proud of you.
But yeah, that's
I'm
the only
trying
way
to
I would
think of
do it.
like weird places that I've had to poop.
I pooped in the ocean.
Oh, I haven't pooped in the ocean. I
It actually
would.
feels pretty good. It's weird, but you know it's wrong. But then you're like, a whale shits like 400,000 tons of shit at one time.
No, I
Why am
haven't
I going
pooped
to do
in
it so
the
bad?
ocean. Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of like, have I pooped in the ocean? I haven't.
But when you grow up on a river and you don't have a bathroom,
There you go.
that's where you do it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever pooped outside. One time, this girl I was friends with in like 8th grade, we were up to no good somehow at night, and I was home, and they called me. Actually, I think they paged me because this was back when I had a pager.
Oh, jeez.
And they were like, Jessie has to take a shit. Can she come inside? And I was like, it is like midnight and we are like 13. No, I'm not waking my mom up because she's going to be able to, because we have 4 rooms in our house.
Right.
Like, we're not, I'm not letting you in. And she was like, well, I'm going to have to like shit outside then. And I was like, well, then you're going to have to shit outside. And they were like, can
Just
you
don't get
get
any
us some?
poison ivy. You're fine.
They were like, can you get us some toilet paper? And I was like, I will throw out some toilet paper out of a window for you. And you can shit like around the side of the building.
Ooh, that's
You outside with them, or you were inside?
I had been outside with them and then I
Oh,
went
okay.
inside. And I wasn't going back out because it was night night. So the street lights was on. But she had to poop and there's nowhere to poop. And I was like, I don't care if you poop outside our building, but if you need to wipe, go for it. Like, here's some TP. I can spare a square.
And it was probably Scotty's one like ply, right?
No, we had luxurious TP, despite the fact it was the projects. We did have nice TP.
So we're getting ready to go to Mexico. And you know one thing that I hate about Mexico is they have scented, printed, cute toilet paper. And I hate it. Annoys the shit out of me.
That's got to be bad for your butthole, like
Oh,
fragrance.
definitely.
It's light. I don't like it. But also it's like they have like dogs on it, and you're like wiping your ass with a dog, and like it's weird.
We bought.
Take a bottle and like little water, and then and wash yourself like a little bidet, and then you don't have to use it.
You still have to dry off your asshole.
Just shake
And
it.
in Mexico, a lot of the places you go to, you have to get the toilet paper before you can go in the bathroom, and they only give you a very limited supply. So
Well,
there you
then
go.
you should get your spray bottle. Anyway, Ricky gotta
Yeah,
go.
I gotta go before I get murdered and sent to the cartel.
Oh, nothing will happen like that. You'll just have to poop in a public place as punishment.
That's pretty awful for me.
We're gonna have to do this again because I didn't think I missed it, but I did, I guess.
Oh, the
The
what?
like
Oh, you missed
pump.
the show?
Yeah, what the fuck else would I be talking
I
about?
thought you meant like, did we talk about the playlist? Did you guys
It
do
wasn't
that?
about no. Adam
Oh no,
hasn't
we didn't. I
sequenced
haven't
it.
arranged it yet. I forgot. I'm
Okay.
sorry.
Maybe we can
Woo.
record in the middle of the week somewhere.
I'm off tomorrow and Wednesday.
I'll check my schedule. I think Wednesday might be good. Wednesday evening, because I have to go to the office. Maybe.
Okay.
If I have to, if I have to wear my eye patch, I'm not going.
My God, just wear it. You'll
I
get
do
a
not
few
want to be publicly
bumps.
humiliated.
You got
See,
some
yeah.
curtains you can cut up like Maria Von Trapp. Do it.
You won't
And I
be
don't want to have to explain the
humiliated.
story to every single fucking person because
Just
everyone's
make
going to
it
ask
up.
and not at the same time.
Just say, I
Look.
can't talk about it.
Yes, make some shit up. When somebody asked me what happened in my stomach when I was fat and had like my stretch marks all out when I was at Blizzard Beach for marching band, my friend Julie was like, tell people you got in a shark attack. And those are like scars from a shark attack. And that's what I
Oh,
told
you're a
people. They were like,
badass
oh my God.
You're right. That's right. And I'm going to beat your fucking ass if you ever talk about it again. All right, let's go. I got to go.
Just say,
Bye.
you know what a glory hole is? I'm gonna leave it at that and then walk away.
All right.
Right. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
This is Two-Eyed Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the
Stop.
show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.